You know, in 2008, I started back in 2005 as an entrepreneur. I went full time in 2006, October. And in 2008, right in the middle of me feeling invincible, I thought I was on top of the world, right? Nothing, right? The recession hit, and it went bad for everybody, literally across the planet, right? And then a few times I had my folks tell me, hey, maybe you should dust off that engineering master's degree certificate. Maybe you could do something with it, right?
Yeah.
You've had those moments before where your family and friends, it's almost like borderline. Do they believe in you? Or they have your, obviously they love you. That's why they're saying that. But do they really believe in what you are? Have you had those kind of battles in your journey?
Yeah, I had one big one, and after that, I didn't have it again. And that was when I was 19, when I was trying to make that decision. Do I had all I wanted to do up to that point was I wanted to be a banker, right? That's my dream. And I'm in my last year of university, and I have opportunities to work at Merrill Lynch and McKinsey, was a strategic consulting company. And they fly me to New York and put me up in the Waldorf Astoria and like wine and dine and all this stuff to kind of recruit me to try to join their company. And it was the job that I always wanted. You
Big
know,
job.
the job, man. I'm talking 80 to 100,000 first year coming out of university, 19 years old, traveling the world, doing mergers and acquisitions, like what I wanted. Meanwhile, I've got this company that's sucking. I'm making 300 bucks a month. And it was just something like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's confusing.
And my parents actually were very supportive and said, you know what, whatever you do, we'll support you. You know, they always told me that I was a Castrilli Carmichael. My mom's last name is Castrilli. My middle name is Castrilli. I'm a Castrilli Carmichael. I can do anything that I wanted. But my friends, they were all jealous. They're like, what? How are you even thinking about this, right? How are you not just saying yes to these job opportunities? And I was really torn. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know which path to go in. And then the thing that helped me, and the thing that I still use today whenever I'm faced with this kind of decision, is I think about not regretting my decisions. And I fast forward to life at 90 or however old I am when I'm like dying on my deathbed and thinking back, will I regret having said yes or no to this decision? And I could live with saying no to the job because I knew I could get another job. But I couldn't live with giving up on the company because I didn't know if it would come by again. And so I'll give myself a year. I'll give myself a year. I'm going to try this company and see how, if I can make it take off. And if it doesn't, I'll go back into the job market. And just that idea of not trying to live with regret is then, it was super difficult at that point, like the hardest decision I ever to make in my life. But ever since then, I just think about it. This thing that I'm thinking about doing now, this impossible decision, am I going to regret not doing it? And then that makes the decision easy. Then I have to go out and do it.
Probably you would have regretted it because, you know, jobs come and go. But, you know, an opportunity to create does not always come. And,
available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.